Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies. In Haifa, there's a light breeze, making it perfect for a stroll outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilat remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today on Israel's Lebanon dilemma. The ceasefire imposed by Trump leaves Israel uneasy. The public seeks decisive action against Hezbollah, but the IDF hesitates. Also, the Jerusalem Post shares that Iran, earlier this hour, is ready to reveal new cards on the battlefield. Iran's parliament speaker criticizes Trump's actions, stating they will not negotiate under threat. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported from earlier today on Israel's alignment with Trump. The cabinet avoids disagreements with the U.S., but waits for the right moment to take action. Separately, Axios reveals that Trump, in earlier reporting, is dismissing criticism over the Iran situation. He promises a nuclear deal far superior to Obama's. And finally, I-24 News highlights a statement from an ex-Mossad chief. He insists no agreement will alter Iran's core ambitions. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Roberts, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing concern. He questions if the Democratic Party still represents justice and the vulnerable, especially for Jews. From Times of Israel, they shared earlier today about families of slain soldiers. They're marking Memorial Day amidst ongoing conflicts. Yashar Ali, a journalist, questioned earlier today why Mike Huckabee involves himself in disputes between Israel and Poland. Ali finds Huckabee's actions inappropriate for a U.S. ambassador. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Ynet's report on Lebanon. Tensions remain high as Israel considers its next steps against Hezbollah. The IDF is cautious, weighing public pressure against strategic patience. This situation complicates Israel's security landscape. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage on Iran. Iran's parliament speaker criticizes Trump for violating a ceasefire. Iran warns against negotiation under threat, signaling potential escalation. This adds volatility to an already tense region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights Israel's political maneuvering. The cabinet aligns with Trump on the surface, yet waits for a strategic opportunity. This reflects Israel's delicate balance between U.S. relations and regional security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Intel nears a two-decade high in stock value. AI deals have driven a 65% surge this year, pushing Intel's market cap to $326 billion. Separately, Israel Hayom Business questions the effectiveness of Israel's basket at Carrefour. Consumer opinions are divided on whether this initiative will lower prices effectively. And finally, Walla Business discusses changes in the recruitment world. A new partnership between JobNet and CV Next aims to streamline job postings and recruitment processes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.